All right, it's time now to look through the window of baseball. Brought to us by Truett & White, the professional builder's choice at Marvin Windows and Doors. And they're, of course, a showroom down in Monterey. And I saw him this week. It means baseball is going on. We sit and look at each other and predict what's going to happen. And he's the best around, and that is Bruce Jacobs. Bruce, how are you?
Doing well, Marty. I'm at the Dodgers camp today to watch the Dodgers in Arizona. They're going with Kenta Maeda, the Japanese pitcher who's going to be a big part of the team, especially now that Brett Anderson's out. So it should be fun.
Well, you've got how many orthopedic surgeons are out there to watch Maeda today?
Yeah, they're all here. There's almost as many of them as there are Japanese media.
Okay. So what? And Puig is in there. I saw the lineup. Puig is in there with Gonzalez. Do you have the Dodger lineup in front of you, Bruce?
I haven't seen it yet. I've been working on another piece. I'm in the press box, but I haven't seen the lineup yet.
Yeah, I looked at it, and you're looking at pretty much the Dodger team today. So you should get a pretty interesting game. And, of course, with the Diamondbacks, Greinke pitched yesterday, and I guess he did all right.
Yeah, he pitched two scoreless innings and was typically quirky afterwards. You know, he's an interesting, strange, and very valuable guy to have. And you know what else was interesting? Vladdy Guerrero has a nephew named Gabriel, who Dave Stewart and everybody else says he's a dead ringer for his uncle. He looks like him, he swings like him, he throws like him. And he had a big day. He hit a home run, and he's not in their starting outfield, but they're looking at him real close. I hope he's in the lineup today.
Well, very good. Well, that's spring training baseball. We'll see you back here tomorrow. The Giants play the Dodgers tomorrow. Samardzija goes tomorrow, and Zach Lee for the Dodgers. Bruce, what's your initial take on the Giants? Things that have jumped out at you? I didn't read the three-dot lounge today, but I know you've had some opinions on what you've seen in some of the young players.
Yeah, I just think, their farm system never seems to get rated very well. They just keep sending guys into the big leagues. I mean, we know about, you know, Panic and Duffy. Now Stusak is looking like he's making a strong bid to be the backup catcher. They've got so many young arms. I mean, I guess Blackburn's kind of at the top of the line if something happens to Kane or whatever. But they just got tons of guys who throw like 95, 97. And you figure one or two of those guys is going to stick, even as starters down the line. So that's terrific. There's a lot of little things that have happened that are a little concerning, I think. You know, obviously Kane and Pence, because it's the Achilles, that you can't just shrug that off as nothing. And they scratched the start for Cueto, although it appears to be nothing. But just, you know, these little things, you wonder if they lead to anything. I mean, one day the Dodgers thought Brett Anderson was just going to get an examination of his back, and the next day he's out 5 months. So, who knows?
Yeah, boy, but spring training, and I say it, and you write about it as well. There's just something about it. And today here, you know, I'm looking at the berm out in the right center field and across the outfield and left field, and I can still see some of the grass. But believe me, by 1 o'clock, you won't see any of it. And isn't it just amazing? And look, tickets are not cheap, but isn't it just amazing how many people come down and everybody has that good feeling about them?
Yeah, I was heading out that way the other day with a Giants game, and I saw a little patch of grass that was open, and I just sort of sat down and watched the game a little while from there. It was really fun. Like you say, the grass is in fantastic shape, even though they haven't gotten a lot of rain down here. It's absolutely gorgeous. The Ace Field in Mesa, same thing. That's just a great part of spring training. The A's have a similar setup. It's getting real popular now to have that sort of grassy slope out there.
Well, 15 teams down here. Bruce Jenkins with us out in Goodyear. Yesterday they had the berm out there as well. Looking at Samardzija, and I know you and I looked at him the other day and we talked about it. What did you think of Samardzija?
Well, he looked loose and easy, you know. Guys are going to get hit around in spring sometimes. You're not expecting everybody to go out there and throw a gem. You know, I mean, I just obviously we have to see a ton more of Samardzija, but I like everything about him. I like his attitude. I like the fact that, you know, he played a lot of football. His arm is still very, very live. He's not one of these guys who needed Tommy John surgery when he was 8, you know. Great guy, and I think he's going to be great. He's a little bit of a slinger. Sometimes his arm slot varies a little bit, maybe even comes sidearm a little bit. I think that the best sliders I've ever seen him throw, and he was coming over the top. And I'm sure that's quite obvious to Pedro and Dave Righetti and Mark Gardner. So I mean, I know they're trying to get his release and his arm slot to be more consistent. But if anybody can do that, in light of Samardzija's off year last year, it's those guys.
Boy, isn't it? I'll tell you a funny story that Bochy told us today. He said that, and I said, you know, just jokingly with Bochy, I said, you know, third and eight, make sure you got Samardzija in there. You know, the great wide receiver from Notre Dame. He said, let me tell you something. He scared the heck out of Mark Gardner the other day because they were doing a drill on the backfield, and it was the pickoff at second base where you get the guy hung up and you're supposed to run at him, you know, and then throw the ball and, you know, and get the guy in a rundown. He said Samardzija ran at him so hard and so fast that he was afraid that something was going to happen. That's how fast Samardzija went after the guy like a football player.
When he played at Notre Dame, he had so much charisma. He had the long hair coming out of his hat, Brady Quinn throwing to him. I never miss a Notre Dame game just to watch those two. It was a great connection. And you just got to love a guy who walk into an atmosphere like that. The whole, you know, 80,000 people are focusing on him, and he just a stud out there. So I think it was a really good pickup just in a lot of ways. And if they do straighten out his delivery, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good. Bruce Jenkins with us. One last thought, Bruce. Jake Peavy didn't have much the other day, but we saw that from about the first pitch. It's typical for him down here. Any concern on your part?
He completely laughed it off. I mean, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with his arm, and that's just the way he is. I mean, Zach Greinke every spring has a little elbow issue, and it's always like, oh, no, you know, but it always goes away, and you just never know. Everybody's different. You can't throw a blanket over guys and how you judge them in the spring. You know, if it continues, they'll start to get a little more worried. But I'm not worried about Phoebe. He's a super competitive guy. When the lights come on, he tends to be himself.
You and I looked at each other, and as Chris Carter came up, said, "Don't go low and in."
They
next
came
pitch.
Low and in, and he homered for heaven's sake.
And he hit it about 450 feet. So that was one of our moments of the. That was one of our moments of the week. We looked at each other before the pitch. All right. Hey, have a great afternoon. I look forward to talking to you here tomorrow in Scottsdale. And, as I say, you get a good look at the Dodger lineup today. And plus you'll get a feeling for the Dodgers that you could share with us tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. More coming up. That's Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle as we look through the window of baseball for Truett and White and Marvin Windows and Doors.